Hey, what's up, guys? This is Paul Hutchings with PaulHutchings.net. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Hey, I wanted to record this audio and just briefly talk about the two different types of content that you want to be creating on the internet. And understanding these two different types of content can help to make sure that you're focusing your content creation in the right areas and not wasting time. So the two different types of content. Number one, content for people who are not in your world already. That's number one. And then number two, content for people who are already in your world. Okay, so I just want to talk briefly about these. Number one, content for people who are not in your world. So what I mean by that is if you do not have anyone on your email list, if you do not have anyone visiting your website, then all of your content creation should be focused on outside reach, outward facing marketing. So let me be specific on this. If I'm just getting started in my online marketing journey, I need leads. I need people into my house. And so rather than creating, let's say, you know, short audio snippets for my blog or short videos for my blog or blogging about, you know, just whatever tips and strategies I'm learning and putting those on my blog, what I want to be doing instead is I want to be creating content that's going to be bringing people to a lead capture page so that I can then follow up with them. So examples of that would be creating a YouTube video that is keyword optimized for a specific keyword, that I create the video and then I do the work necessary behind the scenes so that that video shows up in Google or shows up in YouTube for someone who has never heard of me. And then in that video, the main focus of that video, there's two focuses. Number one, to give the searcher the value that they were looking for, but then also number two, to give them a strong call to action to get my lead magnet, to go to my website so they can get the thing that I want to give them so that now they can be inside of my world, right? So they're outside of my world. And now because of that content that I created that was for the people who are outside of my world, now they're inside my world, right? And in the beginning, like 100% of your content creation needs to be focused on that outward reaching content creation, right? Because what good does it do for me to create a piece of content, put it on my blog, if nobody sees it, right? It does no good whatsoever, other than maybe helping me to become a better communicator. So that's outward facing marketing. Now the second type of content for people who are already in your house. Now when I say in your house, what I mean is people who are already subscribed to your list or coming to some place on the web where they like receiving your content, okay? So this audio that I'm creating and putting on my blog, this is for people who are already subscribed to my email list. So these are people that are in my house. I can email this audio to those people. And the purpose for the content that you create for people who are already in your house is you want to help them to get to know, like, and trust you through delivering to them content that can help you. I learned a great 3 tips from a multimillionaire mentor a number of years back where he said the 3 steps to success on the internet. Number one, make a list of people that you don't know. Number two, build a relationship with the people on that list. And then number three, market to the people on that list. So for the content creation that you're putting on your blog and sending out to your list, again, you're wanting to build a relationship with the people on your list by sending them content that can help them. So that's really all I wanted to talk about today, the two different types of content. If you're new, focus all of your efforts on that outward facing content creation with the intention of people discovering you, getting to know you, and specifically getting on your list, coming inside your world. And then once you start to build a list of people that you can send emails to, now you can start to focus on creating that inside the house content to continue to cultivate the relationships that you have with the people on your list. And that's actually one last little nugget. The money is not in the list. Have you heard that before? The money's in the list. The money's not in the list. The money is in the relationships that you have with the people on that list. That is quite a breakthrough if you'll really give that some thought and focus on cultivating those relationships with the people on your list. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. Love and appreciate you. Make it an awesome day. Always go for your dreams, and we'll catch you later. Bye for now.